his stories.
Yes, his name's Zev.
The guy.
Yeah. On both sides, what we're going to do now, in Ritz Hashem, is to go back to the Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah establishes that Shelo Lishma in most karbanos does not pasul the karban, but there are two exceptions, and those are Pesach and Chatos, where Shelo Lishma pasuls the karban. But the Mishnah qualifies that. The Mishnah says that it's only with regard to Pesach Bizmano. So let's take a look at Rashi. HaPesach Bizmano. Rashi says, Pasul Shelo Lishma. Now, when is Pesach Bizmano? So that we know that there's a Pasul Shelo Lishma. When does that apply? Rashi says, Kol Zman Shchitoso. That it depends on Zman Shchita. Dahainu, Mechatzos Hayom Shel Erev Pesach Ad HaErev. So we have that time slot between Chatzos on Yudal B'Nisan and HaErev. Aval Kol V'Lachem V'Yachal L'Chem. That's not Zman. Fine. So far we're doing okay, and Rashi makes a lot of sense. Pesach Bizmano is after Chatzos. But then, let's drop a little bit further in the Mishnah, about 10 lines down, Yossi ben Choni Omer. And basically, and we've discussed this in the past, Yossi ben Choni switches it around. He says, to the same extent, a Shelo Lishma in Pesach will pasul the Pesach, so to an other karbanos, a L'shem Pesach would also pasul the karban. So in any karban, Yossi ben Choni argues that you shechted L'shem Pesach, that pasuls the karban. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Hanishchatim L'shem Pesach, he says this applies to all other zvachim. And when was the Zevach Shechted L'shem Pesach, such that it's possible according to Yossi ben Choni, because the L'shem Pesach passes the Korban? Rashi says, B'Yudal B'Nisan. So if he shechts any other Korban L'shem Pesach on Yudal B'Nisan, that's a L'shem Pesach which passels the Korban according to Yossi. Notice that Rashi says V'yudal B'Nisan. He does not whittle it down. He should have said, if he would be consistent with what he said before, Mechatzos Hayom V'elech, after Chatzos Hayom. The language of Rashi, what we call the stimas lashona, the fact that Rashi doesn't qualify, seems to indicate that in the case of L'shem Pesach in Shar Zvachim, that means on Yudal B'Nisan, no matter whether it was the afternoon of Yudal B'Nisan after Chatzos or the morning of Yudal B'Nisan. I have a footnote here in the Masifta, and he writes, Kan lo pirish Rashi, that if you shechted another zevach L'shem Pesach, it happened, when did it occur? Michatzos hayom, then it passes the korban. Mashma mistimas l'sholo, the af b'yudal b'shachris, if on the 14th of Nisan in the morning you shechted a korban L'shem Pesach, hey psulim. Ulech Ora, he says, who so ser bazel masha sosam li el dibra maschil ha pesach li inyan pesach she nishchat shalo lishmo le dafka mi chatzos hayom shu zmano, that's when shalo lishmo passes the carbon. Rashi's outspoken about this. It's only mechatzos hayom v'eilach. And yet here, when he says l'shem Pesach, which means another zevach that was shechted l'shem Pesach, that's possible, and that's only during the zman of Pesach. Rashi says yudalit, implying that the entire yudalit. What happened here that Rashi dropped the ball? On the one hand, when he talks about Pesach Bismano with this psul of Shalol Lishma, that's according to everybody, that's the ratio of the Mishnah, that's Pesach Bismano means Mechatzos Hayom Ad HaErev. But now when he gets to L'Shem Pesach, where all other Zvachim are possible according to Yossi Ben Choni, when they were shechted at the time of the Karban Pesach, L'Shem Pesach, the Machshava of L'Shem Pesach passels as a Machshava posels in all Karbanos, Rashi says B'Yud Dalet B'Nisan, and he mentions nothing about Chatzos Hayom V'Eilach. How do we reconcile these two statements of Rashi? Now, on that, I gave you a copy, or now you have the original. You'll just have to tell me if it's the same page. I mean, here it's called Os Tes. So you'll tell me what page it's on, so everybody who has the sefer can look on that. But it's on page Yudal. Here I have it on page Yud. I have other copies, by the way, floating around. This one is a fancy stapled copy, if anybody needs one. Now let me correct myself. I want to start with Os Ches, so you tell me what page that's on. Tess? Oh, so then we're on the same page, literally. Which is a little bit strange. How did that happen? That,
well, where on the page?
So it's where on the page. In other words, yeah. I'm towards the end of the page, you're towards the beginning of the page. Is that what happens?
Tess is at the bottom of the page.
Chess is on the bottom of page Tess.
Yeah.
So I want to understand. And Tess is where? It's on page Yudal?
This looks like that.
That's strange. I don't know why that's
just slightly off.
Okay. So it looks like the discrepancy begins on page U. That's what it looks like.
Maybe he added something.
Yeah, in page right there. He added something. So we'll see. You know, I have the old edition, I guess. So you'll tell me where he added something. So the first paragraph here in Os Ches basically presents the same question that we saw here in the Masifta. That Rashi seems to contradict himself, because when is Mana Pesach? Rashi says clearly in his first presentation, HaPesach Bismano, when is it Bismano, where there's a psul of Shalol Lishma, that's Michatzos Hayom Ad HaErev. But yet, when we talk about the psul of Sharis Vachem, according to Yossi, L'Shem Pesach, which has to be L'Shem Pesach Bismano, Rashi just mentions Yudal Benisa without qualifying it, and mentioning Michatzos Hayom.
Could it be because there are other, at other times during your Dalit, you might bring another korban, but if you do it B'Shem Show?
No, but the question here is not another korban. At what point on your Dalit would you bring a Pesach? If everything was equal, and you were doing it in the right way on Erev Pesach, at what point can you bring a korban Pesach? Can you shech the korban Pesach? Only after Chatzos. That's clearly Zman HaPesach. And therefore, when the halacha is that Pesach Shalol Lishmo is posel, that's only Pesach Bismano the Mishnah qualifies. Bismano, Rashi says, is only in the afternoon. So we would have thought, logically, that if, according to Yossi Ben Choni, there's another halacha, that at the time of the Korban Pesach, if I have a Machsheves L'Shem Pesach in other Zvachim, the L'Shem Pesach is a Machsheva Poselis, and that's only at the Zman of the Pesach. The Zman of Pesach we know is only from Chatzos Hayom V'Eilach, and yet Rashi says Yudalit, which seems to be all of Yudalit, including the morning of Yudalit. How do you figure that out? Now, in order to try to make some headway here, we're going to look at a sugya, and especially Rashi, in the sugya on Daf Chesam and Beis. So I'm going to open up the Daf Chesam and Beis in my Gemara, so we have it open. And Now, if you have to have the Gemara opened on Daf Chesamid Beis, so about halfway through the Amud, which if I can, I don't know if this helps anybody, there's a Tosus on the right side on Chesamid Beis, Dibra Masel Shmias Kol. Does that anybody see that Tosus? Mm-hmm. So if you draw a straight line, more or less, a little bit zigzag, but mostly straight, you shall find a line, the last word in the line that says lechol, and it says lechol deshachet le shlomim havim. Okay, that's the line that we want to focus on. It's actually only five words in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. So let's try to understand those five words. So we're talking about what's called Pesach B'Shar Yemos Hashanah. And the halacha of Pesach B'Shar Yemos Hashanah is that if the Kohen, when he does the Avodah, he has in mind any other karban other than Pesach, then it becomes a shlomim. And that would mean that in a simple case, he has in mind l'shem shlomim, becomes shlomim. But we go beyond that. In a more chidushdik case, even if he has in mind l'shem ola, for example, it still remains a shlomim. And that's called Pesach b'shar yemos hashana kol d'shachetle, meaning for whatever karban he shechtzit, it gets the din of shlomim. Okay then? Everybody have that? Should I repeat that, or everybody's with me? Okay. So Rashi on Daf Ches Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil Bishar Yemos Hashana, which is parallel to the Tosus Dibra Maschil Hanach, Rashi says, and if you have the Nefesh Tova, you can read it from the Nefesh Tova, which I'm going to do now. He says, Shachto Kodim Chatzos Pesach. If he shechted a Korban Pesach before Chatzos, then no matter what Korban he shechted it for, as long as he shechted for any Korban other than Pesach, the Korban is kosher. Says Rashi, how do we know that the time period for Shechitas HaPesach is Chatzos, which means before Chatzos, it's not called a Korban Pesach, and therefore if he shechts it l'shem any other Korban, it becomes Shlomim? Rashi says, Shachto Korban Chatzos, Pasul, again, unless he had a Machshova for another Korban, another Zeva, Dichsiv Bein Harbayim, the Torah with regard to Pesach says Bein Harbayim, V'kama Pa'amim Shona HaKosuv B'Kviyas Mano B'Yudalid Bein Harbayim. Now what Rashi is telling us here is that we have a principle in Kodim called Shina Lav HaKosuv Li'akev, that when the Torah repeats a requirement, a condition in Kodshim, it doesn't say it once, but it repeats it a second time, that's called Shino Lava Kosuv Liakev. And Rashi says that since the Torah in more than one place requires Bein Arbayim for Shechitas HaPesach, therefore it tells you that it's Li'ikuva, and it must be shechted after Chatzos, Bein Arbayim. So the Nefesh Tova asks the following question. And in my case, if we turn over to page Yud, I don't know if that's true in your edition. And he says the following, that Rashi Lechora has no need to invoke this principle of Shina Lav HaKosuv Li'akev. Why? The principle of Shina HaKosuv Li'akev applies with regard to those requirements in the carbon. You don't know when the Torah requires them l'chatchila, but b'dieved it's kosher, or no, it's likuva. So if the Torah repeats itself, then that means that condition, that din, is ma'akev. But in the case of Zman, We don't have a principle that the Torah has to tell me twice what the Zman HaKrov is. If the Torah tells me once, that's sufficient. For example, we have a parasha of Moadim. Let's say in Parashas Pinchas, the Torah tells you, and on certain occasions, certain special days in the calendar year, we have to bring a korban. And once we see that the Torah says that the Moed is Machai of the korban, the Torah doesn't have to repeat itself to tell me in a different Moed that that korban is possible. The korban is dependent upon that Moed. And we don't require Shino Lavakos of Li'akeh. And here, with regard to the Moed of Korban Pesach, the Torah says, Bein Arbayim, the Torah doesn't have to repeat itself to tell you that at a different time period, it would be possible. And the Zman is Ma'akim. When it comes to Zman, we don't require Shino Lavakos of Liakim. Why does Rashi feel compelled when he wants to pin us down and say that the Shechitas of Pesach has to take place after Chatzos? Rashi says, because Shina Lavakos of Kama Pa'omim, there are many occasions in which the Torah repeats itself to tell you, Yud Dalet Bein Harbayim. Once would be enough, because again, when the Torah is dealing with the Moed, a karma that's dependent or generated by a Moed, then it's dafka in that Moed. We don't need Shino Lavakos. So Karban Pesach, insofar as it's a karma that's totally in Moed, and the Torah specifies the Zman of the Karban, the Torah doesn't have to repeat itself as far as the Zman of Karban is concerned. So once again, we have two questions here. We started with a question about Rashi in terms of Yossi ben Choni, when you have a machshava in all zvachim, l'shem Pesach. Rashi seems to assume that the l'shem Pesach here, in terms of when is the Pesach, when is the Zman of Pesach, Rashi says yudalid, and he doesn't qualify himself. What happens to Chatzos? That's question number one. Question number two is Rashi and Daf Ches Amid Beis, when he wants to establish that the Zman of Pesach is Yudalid, and it's got to be Bein Arbayim, the Shechting of the Korban Pesach has to take place in the afternoon, Rashi says, because Shina Kosev Li'akev. Why does Rashi need Shina Kosev Li'akev with regard to the Zman of the Korban? Once the Torah tells him what the Zman of Korban is, Bein Arbayim, then we know that that's the Zman of the Korban. There's no need for Shina Lova Kosev. So in the paragraph that starts with Muchach, he drops a bomb here. And he, what I call a revolution. And he says the following, that there are two halachos with regard to Zman HaKorban. One is the Hakrova, what is the Zman of the Hakrova? And there's another halacha, which is called the Zman HaKorban. And they don't necessarily they're not necessarily identical. Meaning, you can have a Zman HaKrova, and even though the Zman HaKrova is very restricted and very limited, you can still have a Zman HaKorban, which is much broader, and it includes a time period where the HaKrova cannot be done, but it's still called the Zman of the Korban. Does everybody have that? So again, if you were writing this in your notebook, you would have two dinim, two categories. One is called the Zman HaKorban, and the other is called the Zman HaKrovas HaKorban. And the case in point is going to be Korban Pesach. If you ask me, when is the Zman HaKrovas HaKorban, the answer is clear. After Chatzos. But if you ask me, when is the Zman HaShel Korban, the Zman HaShel Korban is Kol Yom Yudal. The entire day of Yudalid Benisan is called Zman Korban. Now, my nafkamina, what do you gain by calling the Zman HaKorban? You know, it seems like a very theoretical, you know, I call it an empty set. You know, okay, you want to call it Zman HaKorban, Zayguzun. But what difference does it make? You can't bring the Korban before Chatzos. So what significance, what meaning do you get by calling the Zman HaKorban Yudalid?
Well, doesn't the korban has to be? You have to. First of all, it has to be 3 days. What's it? 3 or 4 days? 4 days before.
Okay, that's already achanos, bikur. There are all sorts of dinim. But now we're saying a real clear-cut halacha that the Zman HaPesach is all of Yudal, and that encompasses even the morning of Yudal, Shachris Yudal. Well, why? And what's the significance of that? So he says the following. First of all, Rashi needs Shino Lava Kosev. What does Shino Lava Kosev Liakev mean? That only if the Torah repeats itself with regard to the Zman HaPesach of Bein Arvayim do I know that if you shechted the carbon in the morning of Yud Daled, it's not a carbon Pesach. It's absolutely possible. If the Torah hadn't repeated itself a second time and required Bein Arvayim, I would have entertained the possibility that I could bring the carbon in the morning before Chatzos. How is that so? The Zman HaKarbon is Bein Arvayim. The Torah doesn't have to repeat that. Once is enough. Why do I need Shina Lova Kos? We never need Shina Lova Kos Liakim with regard to Zman HaKarbon. But the answer is that the Zman HaKarbon includes the morning as well. You dial it in the morning after Avodah Shachar, that's already the Zman HaKarbon. So if I went in, I was makir with the karbon and chakras, it should be fine. Comes along the Torah and Shina Law Kosov Liakim, that there's another din. In addition to the Zman HaKarbon, the Zman HaKrovas HaKarbon. And HaKrovas HaKarbon requires Bein Arvayim. Anything before you dial it is not HaKrovas HaKarbon. And how do I know that, says Rashi? Only because Shina Law HaKosov, the Torah repeated itself to tell you that if you do the HaKrovah, Bizman HaKarbon, which means in the morning, but it's not the Zman of Asiyas HaPesach, HaKrovas HaPesach, it's possible. The second Nafkimina is, and this we're going to see in the paragraph that starts Lefi Zeh. You have such a paragraph, Lefi Zeh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here he's going to claim that according to Yossi Menchoni, when there's a psul in Sharis Vochim, L'Shem Pesach, that Machshava Poselus of L'Shem Pesach is going to apply as long as it's the Zmanos Shel Pesach. Even though it's not the Zman HaKrovas on Pesach, but if it's Zman HaShel Pesach, then the Machsheves Shalom L'Shma, in this case, the Machshava Poselus of L'Shem Pesach, means L'Shem Pesach when it's the Zman HaPesach. And when is it Zman HaShel Pesach? In the morning, with daybreak on Yud Daled. And therefore, Rashi doesn't specify that this psul of a machsheva l'shem Pesach is limited to Yudalid Bein Arbayim, but rather Rashi says it applies to the entire day of Yudalid. And the third nafkamina is with regard to what's called Richuk Zman. I'm sorry, Richuk Makom. If a person is 14 days traveling distance from his hometown and Yerushalayim, then he's already considered meruchak makom, and he has to bring the karbon on the 14th of Iyar rather than the 14th of Nisan on Pesach Sheni. And the Rambam says that at what moment in time do we determine and establish that the person is considered meruchak makom? He's bederech rechoka, and therefore he doesn't bring the karbon Pesach bizmano. Rambam says it has to be at the time of the Karban Pesach. Meaning, if today a person finds himself in the Golan Heights, you know, and he's more than 14 days by camel, you know, away from Yerushalayim, that doesn't mean that he's already excluded from the Karban Pesach on Yudalad ben Nisan. What is the crucial time in which we determine how far he is and if he's not far and so forth? So let's look at the Lashon HaRambam, Perek Hey, Vehilchos Karban Pesach. This is the paragraph that starts Va'ayin. Misha Haya Beinohu Vein Yerushalayim Biyom Arbasar Im Alias HaShemesh, when the sun rises, he's already Chamisha Sar Mil O Yeser. So imagine, he's 15 mil away from the Harabayis. And the Rambam says, let's say he takes a fast camel, you know, he gets himself, what would be the fastest automobile on the market today? I don't know. Anybody know? Okay, so we don't know. Anyway, so he has a flying carpet. That's a good idea. He has I don't want to mention turkey because that's a bad word these days, but he has a flying carpet, and it moves at the speed of light. You know, he can take a... what was that jet? They took it out of...
Concorde.
The Concorde. You can take a Concorde jet after sunrise, and even though he finds himself more than 15 mil away from the... But he makes it somehow miraculously to the Arabayas, says the Rambam, he's already considered the Derech Rechoka. Why? Because at the Zman of the Pesach, he's already B'derech Rechoka. But the Rambam says, what is the critical moment that determines the Zman of Pesach for B'derech Rechoka? The 14th in the morning, in Aliyas HaShemesh. Says the Rosh Hashiva B'vuar, what we see clearly from the Rambam, that B'din Derech Rechoka, which is totally in Shas HaKrovas HaPesach, according to the Gemara in Pesach and Tachzadi Gimel Ayin Shom, is totally the alos hashachar shel yudal v'lo b'chatzos. The Rambam says it explicitly in Aliyas HaShemesh. V'al korcheinu, we must conclude that already with the emergence of yudalit in the morning, that's already considered zman haPesach. Hayim mishum dechalos chiyuv shel haPesach chal b'yom yudalit b'boker. So in other words, at what point in time does do you, anybody, become a bar chiyuva of a Korban Pesach? Such that at that point we have to determine, are you b'derech krov, are you b'derech rechoka? Are you nidche from the Pesach or not? The critical moment for the chiyuv of Korban Pesach is Yom Yudalit, on the day of Yudalit in the morning. But as far as the hakrovas of Pesach, there's a separate din. That what time period is Ma'akev and Akravas HaPesach? That's only after what? After Chatzos. So now we have three nafkaminas. When we say that the Yom, that the morning of Yudalit is already considered the Zman HaPesach, he's already Chayiv in the Pesach, there's a second din that the Hakrova has to take place after Chatzos, we have three nafkaminas. Let's go over the three nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is going to be as far as the halacha that if you had a shalol lishma, then the korban, even though it's a korban Pesach, becomes what? It becomes shlamim. And as we said before, it doesn't matter in this Pesach, it doesn't matter what kavana for what zevach he has, no matter what his lishma is, if it's any other zevach, any of the korban Pesach becomes shlomit. And that's a sugya on daf ches amid beis. And Rashi says in that sugya that the zman of the korban Pesach is after chatzos hayom. And why? Because Rashi says shina olav akosav liakev. Why does Rashi need the halacha of shina olav akosav liakev to tell me that if he shech the korban before chatzos, it's possible? Obviously, if he shechted it before Chatzos, even if the Torah only said that one time, it's a moed, and when you talk about the moed, the zman of the korban, you don't need shino lavakos. But the answer is that to some extent, there's a moed of korban Pesach even in the morning, even before Chatzos. And that's what we're saying now, that the zman achiv emerges with daybreak, with Amud HaShachar on Yudal. The second afkimina is going to be for Yossi Ben Choni. Yossi Ben Choni says that in any zevach that you had a machshava l'shem Pesach, if it's the zman of Pesach, then it passes the korban, because the shalom l'shma that passes the korban is not only on Pesach, on a korban Pesach, but it's on any zevach l'shem Pesach. There's a machshava poselis. So Rashi says that as far as this din of L'shem Pesach is concerned, that din applies and is activated even in the morning of Yudalit. Why is that so? And the answer is because the morning of Yudalit is already a Zman HaPesach, and therefore you could already have a Machshava L'shem Pesach in the morning of Yudalit, even though the Pesach itself cannot be brought until Bein Arbayim, but the Zman HaPesach is already in the morning, and therefore L'shem Pesach, as Machshava Poselis and other Zvachim, applies even in the morning of Yudalit. And the third Nafkamina is as far as the being Koveya, the Derech Rechoka, at the time of the Chiyuv Pesach, you are Potter, you're excluded from the Pesach, because you're B'Derech Rechoka. The Rambam says that happens wherever you are, B'Yashas Aliyas HaShemesh B'Yudalim. Why? Because the Aliyas HaShemesh already engenders a Chiyuv Pesach. When are you going to bring the Pesach? After Chatzos, but the Chiyuv is already Chal with daybreak on Yudal Chakras, and therefore if you're already B'Derech Rechoka, at that moment of time you're excluded from the Korban Pesach. Now we have a fourth Nafkamina, And that's the paragraph that starts Ubazet. There's a shita on Daf Yud Beis here in Zvachim of Ben Becerra. Ben Becerra says that Pesach sheshachto bi'arbas or b'shachris shalo l'shma, if on the morning of Yudalit he shechted the Pesach shalo l'shma, the carbon is possible. Now it's interesting because Pesach shalo b'zmano, if you shechted it shalo l'shma is kosher. B'toris what? B'toris shlamit. That's as far as Pesach shalo b'zmano. A Pesach b'zmano, if you shechted it shalo l'shma, it's possible. Comes along Ben Becerra and he says that halach of Pesach b'zmano shalo l'shma is possible applies even in the morning of Yudalid. How could that possibly be? The morning of Yudalid is like what shall I say, Tu Bishvat, it's Shalom Bismano. How can he possibly passel the karbon b'toras Shalom Lishma under the law of Pesach Shalom Lishma is possible on Yudalid Shachris? How could that be? It should be Pesach B'Shar Yimos Hashana. So the Gemara establishes because it's Miktas Roy. What does that mean, Miktas Roy? The answer is Miktas Roy means that already Shachris, the Chiyuv and the Zman of the Pesach has emerged, and the Nafkamiyah is going to be that the Halach of Shalom L'Shma apostles in the Pesach applies already at that point. Who disagrees with them to say, Rabbi Yeshua? And Rabbi Yeshua says that in the morning it's considered Shalom Bismano, and therefore it's kosher if you add a makshav of Shalom Lishma. It's not Pesach, because it's not Pesach Bismano. Does Rabbi Yeshua reject everything that we've been saying today, that the Zman of Pesach is Chal in the morning? He says, no. Ein ze mishum shecholek al svarazu el desfirle deshayach li okro lishlamim. You can do this Shalom Lishma and make it into shlamim from the moment that it's royal akrova. In other words, the din of making it into shlamim is a din in akrova sapesach, that akrova sapesach is totally, it can become shlamim. So when is this shas akrova sapesach? That's only after chatzos, but in the morning, it doesn't have a shas akrova sapesach, and therefore you could already make it into shlamim. The svirle, the shaykh li okro lishvamim, calls manchein of kosher akrova kedin pesach. When it's kosher akrova, then you have to have it l'shem pesach. And if you have it l'shalom l'shma, then it's going to pass the karbon. However, when it's not royal akrova, it's not kosher akrova, then it becomes a shlamim. And then we say shalom l'shma doesn't pass the karbon, it's still kosher. When is that point? Any time before chatzos, according to Rav Yush, it's not kosher akrova. And if it's not kosher akrova, then it comes under the law of shlamim, where shalom l'shma is kosher. So the machlokas between Ben Becerra and Rav Yeshua is not a fundamental machlokas about when is the Zman HaPesach. Both, even Rav Yeshua agrees that the Zman HaPesach is with Shachris. The machlokas is, at what point do we give it a din of shlamim, and therefore shalom l'shma is kosher? On the one hand, Ben Becerra argues that since there's already a Zman HaPesach in the morning, it takes on the status of a Pesach and not Shlomim, and Shalom L'Shma is possible. Rav Yeshua argues, no. If it's not yet Kosher L'Akrova, then it doesn't have the status of a Pesach. When does it have the status of a Pesach as far as being Kosher L'Akrova? That's only after Chatzos. So therefore, in the morning, after Shachris, on Yudalit, it has the same status as the rest of the year. It's called Pesach Shalom Bismano, and therefore it has a din of Shlomim, and Shalom L'Shma is Kosher. So we have four nafkaminas. Now, Rabotai, I wanted to suggest, and you're going to be the jury here, a possible fifth nafkamina. And you'll tell me if I'm mamish off my rocker, okay? I found a sugya in Pesachim on Daf Dalet about the mitzvah of tashbisu, meaning destroying chametz. Now keep in mind, when the carbon Pesach is shechted, the Torah says you have to be chametz free. And that's a special law in the Torah of lo tizbach es ha-pesach al dam zivchi, and you're not allowed to shech the carbon Pesach when it's chametz. Anyway, let's get back to the mitzvah of destroying chametz. Shabbos. Now, the Torah says, "Ach b'yom rishon, tashbisu si'or mibateichem." And the Gemara derives here on Daf Hey from many different places, many different limudim, that b'yom rishon is a reference to erev Pesach. It's not the first day of Pesach, but erev Pesach. And one of the proofs is from the fact that the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach. So you have to get rid of your chametz on Erev Pesach. So Bayom HaRishon here means on the 14th of Nisan, not as we would have thought, it means on the 15th of Nisan. So Rav Amar Mehocha, this is Gemara Daf Hei, Lo Sishchal Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishchal Al Pesach Vadayin Chometz Kayom. So therefore it must be that you have to get rid of your chametz on your Dalet B'Nisan, so that you don't shech the carbon when you have chametz in your possession. Okay, that's on Daf Hey. But turn back to Daf Dalet. The Gemara questions the opening Mishnah in Pesachim. The opening Mishnah in Pesachim says that there's a mitzvah bedikas chametz, machlokas whether it's Doraisa and Rabbanon, on Arli Arbasa. What does Arli Arbasa mean? When do we check for our chametz? The night going into your dalet. So the Gemara is not happy with that. Why should Bedikas Chometz be on the night going into your dalet? He says the following. Michti, let's analyze this. Chometz eino asur ela mishesh shos ulamala. Chometz only becomes asur midday on your dalet. Is v'nivdoch b'shis. Why shouldn't he check for his chametz in order to get rid of his chametz midday on your dalet? So the Gemara says, "V'chi teimen yifl." If you'll say, "Zrizim akdimim l'mitzvus," is nivdot mitzafra. Let him wake up on your dalet b'nisan early in the morning and do his bedika. Zrizim akdimim l'mitzvus. Dichsiv. The Torah says, with regard to the mitzvah of Milah, "B'yom Hashmini Yomul B'sar Arlosa." V'tanya Kol Hayom Kosher LeMilah El Shezrizim Akdimu LeMitzvus SheNemar VaYashkeim Avraham BaBoker. When did Avraham go out to do the Akedah? Only in the morning. So the Gemara says, why didn't he start the night before? And Vayashkeim means he got up very early that morning because it was Rizim Akdim LeMitzvah. So why did he wait till the morning? He got the Tzivui apparently before the morning. And yet, he only went out in the morning. So more later on, it has a possibility that Talmidei Chacham shouldn't go out at night, the whole ganze business. But initially, the Gemara thinks that he should have started the night before. Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvah, why did he wait till the morning? So you see from this, says the Gemara, that Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvah means you start with the morning. In other words, the morning is already part of B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar HaLosa. There's no chiyuv of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvah to be Zariz before the Zman HaMitzvah. When is the Zman HaMitzvah of Milah? B'yom HaShmini, it says. So therefore, there's no point in obligating a person to be a Zoriz before the Zman HaMitzvah. You can do it the Zman HaMitzvah on that day, and that day, for example, for Mila, the whole day is kosher for Mila, Kol Yom Kulo kosher for Mila. So Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvah to start in the morning, but there's no din of Zrizim Akdim. In other words, Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvah has to be at the Shas HaMitzvah, the time of the Mitzvah. And the night before, in the case of Mila, it's not the Zman HaMitzvah. Because the Torah says B'yom HaShmini. Again, you want to prepare. That's fine, but that's not called Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvus. The technical definition of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvus means to start the earliest time when the mitzvah applies. When's the earliest time that the mitzvah meal applies? B'yom HaShmini, not the night before. So you want to be Zoriz, wake up the earliest time in the morning to do the meal. Vayashkeim Avraham Baboker, he went out to the Akedah the earliest time with daybreak, because Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvus. But the night before is not the Zman HaMitzvah, so there's no Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvus. So therefore, the Gemara says the following: The Mishnah tells me that what's the Zman of Bedika Orli Arbasa, the night before. Frank the Gemara, why should you do the Bedika on the night before? Do it at the sixth hour. So Gemara says, but maybe you'll argue Zrizu Makdila Mitzvahs. Okay, I can accept Zrizu Makdila Mitzvahs. But what would be the earliest time that you do Bedika? Bedika is the first stage in beer chametz, in destroying your chametz. It would be when? Betzafra, in the morning. Just like we saw in Mila, the earliest time to be a Zrizu Makdila Mitzvahs is the morning. That's when you're going to go up and wake up early and start preparing or whatever you have to do for the Mila. And if you can be Makayim the Mila earlier in the day, that's even better. That's called Zrizu Makdila Mitzvah. So too, you want to be Makayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu and destroy your chametz, there's no point to starting the night before. Do it in the morning. But Anochi Lo Yadati, I don't understand this Gemara. If the Gemara is trying to prove that Zrizu Makdila Mitzvah only applies in the Zman HaMitzvah, then what would be the earliest time for Zrizu Makdila Mitzvah in the case of Tashbisu? No.
The night before.
No. Okay, no one's following me. Had I managed to lose you so fast? Again, the Gemara asks the following. Why is B'dikas Chometz at night? We should be B'dik B'chometz at the end of the sixth hour. What's the end of the sixth hour called in our language? Say it again.
Chatzos.
That's called Chatzos, correct? Does anybody know what Achilek means? No, you don't know what that means. Okay. But anyway, it says, Ach by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. Yom HaRishon refers to Yud Dalid, and Ach splits the day into two parts. So that the earliest time for the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of destroying Chametz, is Ach. It's right in the middle of the day. That's called Chatzos. That's the end of the sixth hour. So Gemara says, at that point, you should start doing your Bedika. So Gemara says, and if you'll say, well, let's start earlier, because it's Zrizu Makdila Mitzvahs, we can only start as early as Tzafra with daybreak. But we can't go the night before. We're still stuck in explaining the Mishnah until the Gemara comes up with a different halacha that Rov Mitzuya and most of the people are in their house at night. But the Gemara doesn't know that right now. So the Gemara is baffled, is in the dark. Why they established the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz at night? So the Gemara now says, well, logically the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz should be midday, because that's when chametz is asur, and if chametz is asur, then the Torah commands you to get rid of the chametz. That's called chatzos hayom. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, maybe we can extend that and do the bedika, start the process of tashbisu even in the morning. When do we start the process of mila? In the morning. Why? Because Zrizu Makdila Mitzvahs. Morning means early in the morning. Vayashkem means vashkama. Very early. So if we want to do bashkama and start the mitzvah of bedikas chametz and tashbisu the earliest time, we should do mitzafra. But I don't understand. How could the earliest time for the mitzvah of tashbisu be mitzafra in the morning? The time of the mitzvah of tashbisu is in the afternoon. So how is the Gemara willing to be complacent about it? And this I can accept, says the Gemara, it's reason like the mitzvah is start the bedikah in the morning. So Karbo said, what do you see from this sugya? When is the Zman of Tashbisu? It's in the morning. It means the whole Yudalid itself, the entire day, is the Zman of Bedika, the Zman of Tashbisu. The Gemara says that therefore I should do the Bedika in the early morning. Later on the Gemara is going to say you're going to start the night before for another reason. But as far as the mitzvah of Tashbisu, start in the morning. And it means, Rabosai, that I'm going to only destroy the chametz after chatzos, because chametz is only asur with chatzos. But yet the entire day of Yudalid, from Tzafra, from Shachris and on, is already considered the Zman of Hashposas chametz for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And when I looked at this, I thought, come on, this is crazy. But listen to the language in the Rambam. Perek Beis Milchus Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Lahashbis chametz kodem zman israchi loso shenemar bayom arishon tashbisu siyor mibateichem uvipi hashmul amadnu sherishon zehu yom arbasar. The Ram is talking about the doraisa of tashbisu. At what time does that mitzvah emerge? Does the Ram say anything about midday? The Rambam says, Mitzvah Seimen HaTorah LaHashpis Chometz Kodem Zvan Yisuro Shenemar B'yom HaRishon Tashpisu Siyor Mivateichem U'mipi HaShvuo Lamadnu Rishon Zehu Yom HaRbo. So he doesn't say Yom HaRbo, so you have to chatzos. The impression you get from this Rambam is clearly that the Mitzvah of Tashpisu starts with daybreak. And that supports what we said, that Vayashkem Avram Babok in the case of Tashpisu means destroy your chametz with daybreak on the day of the 15th. So we have that two very strange halachas here. As far as the Easter, the prohibition of owning chametz, and I have to get my chametz out of my possession, that only emerges with what? Chatzos. And that's why the Gemara thinks the Nivdok B'sheis, let him do the Bedikah right then at Chatzos. But the Gemara now establishes, no, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts with daybreak. So it's very interesting. You have the entire day from daybreak is already a Zman of Tashbisu. But the actual destruction of the Chametz takes place after Chatzos. It sounds awfully familiar and awfully similar to what we're saying here about the Zman of Pesach. And the Gemara establishes that how do we know that the time of getting rid of your chametz is on the 14th of Nisan? After all, the Torah says B'yom HaRishon. So the Gemara says because he can't have chametz around when he's involved in the Korban Pesach. Now, if we're saying that the Zman HaKorban Pesach starts with daybreak, then Mimela, the flip side of getting rid of the chametz, would start with daybreak. And even though the Shechitas HaPesach is in the afternoon, but the entire day is considered Zman HaPesach, with five nafkaminas now, and the other nafkamina that I want to add is that you have to get rid of your chametz already in the morning. You don't have to get rid of it, but you should at least be involved in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because the Torah says, B'yom HaRishon, which refers to your Yudalid, and includes the entire day, insofar as the entire day is the Zman HaPesach. That's what I thought of maybe adding to this. So you'll decide whether you like it or not. All right, now Rabos, I want to learn with you a very profound piece, which is number 10. And you'll tell me what page it's on. It's on Yud Aleph, you said, right?
Right.
Okay. So do we still, have we figured out exactly what he added here to Yud? No, let me just borrow this for a split second. I just want to see what the page looks like. Ah, I see. So it's already different earlier than that. Oh, wait a second. So Tess. Ah, I see. Tess is already a little different. Okay. I'm curious to know where we went in two paths. Okay.
Is it Kofar Bakol? I mean, Rashi, the first time we already told you it's the time is after Chatzos. So the next time, all he has to do is say, no, it's on the 14th. You know what I meant. I don't have to repeat myself over and over again. Why do we have to make this whole Torah?
Right.
As he said, look at the first time I said it.
Because again, you know, Rashi is telling you a halacha here, according to Yossi Ben Choni. You know, Rashi should tell you that at what point do you have such a concept of L'shem Pesach as being a machshava poselis that's only after Chatzos. And as Rashi is very careful to let us know that the Zman of Pesach is after Chatzos. You know, you walk away from this Rashi with the impression that all Rashi requires is Yudalit, and it's already considered the Zman of Pesach. So Rashi should certainly be compelled to repeat himself, because again, we're talking about a whole new halacha here. We're talking about halacha of L'shem Pesach. You know, if you want to talk about when do we have a din of Lishma and Shalol Lishma in Pesach, when is Shalol Lishma psul in Korban Pesach? So clearly Rashi goes out of his way to define the Zman of Pesach, and he mentions Chatzos. Here also, when you're talking about taking a machshava for another zemach and saying it's l'shem Pesach, it's got to be l'shem Pesach when the Pesach is there. Rashi should tell you when is the Zman HaPesach. But again, you know what I would suggest, Joel, is to see this piece within the broader perspective. In other words, you might have argued, oh, Rashi didn't mean it and this and that, but once you see all the pieces of the puzzle, that there's so many proofs to this yisod, that there are two dinim here. It's a brisket tzvei dinim. There's one dinim, there's Zman HaPesach, there's another dinim, there's Akrovas HaPesach. Then Rashi is so smooth, it's really wonderful. Okay.
Just
interesting.
Nothing's worse than cold tea.
Yeah.
The I mean, I don't want cold tea, but if it's made cold tea.
The unit in Steinsaltz says exactly that.
Yeah, for sure. Steinsaltz is on a different plane. Mitch, if you want to continue with Steinsaltz, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, it's a different world. I mean, Kutchin becomes a different world. Okay. Now, here, he has a fascinating discussion. We have a din that in other karbonos, according to Yossi Ben Choni, if you have a machshava with Shein Pesach, that passels the karbon. And that's only in the Zman of the Pesach. Okay. Now, what happens if he shechts a zevach on Tu B'Shvat, right? B'Shar Yemos HaShonah. And he shechts it l'shem Pesach. So in that case, even Yossi Ben Choni would agree that the carbon is not possible. Again, it's not olu l'shem Bailin, because Shalol L'Shma is exactly that. But the carbon is kosher. So let's say, for example, he shechts an ola on Tu B'Shvat for the sake of carbon Pesach. The carbon is kosher, even though he had a machshava l'shem Pesach. Why? Because it's Shal Yemos HaShonah. So the Rosh Hashim is very perplexed by this. He doesn't understand. What we're saying is that the psul here is a psul machshava. And what's the psul machshava? L'shem Pesach. That's Yossi Ben Choni's cornerstone. That's foundation stone. Who cares if this is not the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach on Tu B'Shvat? But right now he had a machshava l'shem Pesach. And a machshava l'shem Pesach passels any other carbon according to Yossi Ben Choni. Now he's not going to be makriv of the carbon Pesach, but that's irrelevant. And in the language he writes here, sof sof, harehu choshev ato, in the shchitas hazvachim, l'shem Pesach. And if he's choshev v'machshov l'shem Pesach, that should passel the karmon. So leaving that question on the side for a moment, again, I'll just repeat the question very simply and say that if there's a psul in the machshava the Kohen called machshaves l'shem Pesach, who cares if right now the Korban Pesach is not royal akrova? In other words, we're talking about Shar Yemos HaShonah. What difference does it make? He still has the same exact Mashavah L'Shem Pesach. And L'Shem Pesach is considered a Shalol L'Shma according to Yossi, which passels the Korban. And if Shalol L'Shma passels the Korban, what difference does it make if we're holding on Erev Pesach or we're holding on Tu B'Shvat? Okay. So now, put this question on the back burners, and hopefully we'll be able to come back to it with a new insight. There's a sugya called Mosar Asham. In other words, in Karban Asham, there's a very unique halacha. And that halacha is that under certain conditions, which I'll explain, an Asham magically becomes a Karban Ola. That sounds crazy, right? So that's called Mosar Asham. Mosar Asham is one of two things. Either it means that he designated a certain carbon as an Asham, and then that carbon got lost. And if that carbon got lost, he's got to bring a replacement carbon. So he replaced the carbon with an Asham, and then he found the original Asham. But after he brought the replacement Asham, what does he do with the first Asham? That's called Mosar Asham. Another case of Mosar Asham would be where the man designated a carbon Asham and then he died, remember? And that's called a Mosar Asham. So what do we do with a Mosar Asham? So there's a magical halacha which the Gemara establishes here in Zvachim, but the main sugya is in Menachos, called Nasa Ola, that magically this carbon Asham becomes a carbon Ola. We're not getting into the details because we're just trying to get to a certain point. So the Gemara says the following in Mesech the Menachos, and we have it also here in Zvachim. This halacha that an Asham becomes an ola in the case of Mosar is not an absolute automatic halach. It has a condition to it. And that's called nitak. Okay, nitak. Nun, yud, tof, kuf. Nitak means that Beis Din has to point to this asham, so to speak. I don't mean that literally, but it has to tell you that this karban asham, as is, has to be designated le'ri'iyah. Re'iyah with an ayin means roa ad she'yipol bo mu. And once Beis Din does that, then the karban loses its shame asham, and now you can shecht it l'shem ola. So the Gemara says, nitak in lo nitak lo. That only applies if there was nituk, if Beis Din actually set it aside for re'iyah. At that point, it loses its status as a karban asham. But lo nitak lo. And if it's not nitak, then it remains a karban asham. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk for that, havayaso yir. So Rashi says the following. Calls manchelo nitak, the lo masru leroe, in other words, after Beis Din designated for grazing, it has to be given over to the hands of a shepherd. If that didn't happen yet, v'shachto stam, let's underline those two words, v'shachto stam, is lo miskasher li'ola, doesn't become an ola. The Adayin Shem Asham Olav. Rashi says it still retains its status as an Asham. We need Nitak in order to change it and make it into an Olav, such that now if he has a Shechita L'Shem Olav, or even a Shechita Stam, he doesn't have any Machshav, it becomes an Olav. And Rashi says, Uboi Akira Dilishchitei Behejil Shem Ola. If there was no nitak, then he would have to have a machshavah l'shem ola. Okay, before we read the last line of Rashi, I just want to summarize. Rashi says that there are two ways of taking a mosar ola and making a mosar asham and making it into an ola. One is through nitak, and once you have nitak, then even if he doesn't have a shechita l'shem ola, becomes automatically an ola. But then there's another method. If there was no nitak, then he would have to have a shechita l'shem ola. And Rashi says why? Because kol kama, these are the key words you want to underline. Kol kama lo akar minei shem asham lo miskasher. It can only be a potential candidate for ola if and when you're oker from the karban, you undermine its shem asham. How do you undermine the shem asham? Two possible answers, and they're both correct. Either through nitak, where Beis Din says, "Let's send it to the roeh," or in the absence of nitak, if the shochet, if the kohen had the machshava of l'shem ola. But one thing is clear, that a karban asham doesn't automatically become ola. You have to make it into an ola. And what's the key word, the concept that makes it into an ola, according to Rashi? Akira. What is the akira? Two ways. You can have an akira through nitak, or you can have akira with a machshava l'shem ola. But you have to make the karban into an ola. It doesn't automatically, you know, become an ola. You know, Clark Kent has to take off his begadim, you know, be mechusa begadim, and then he's wearing Superman. But you have to do an akira. This has to be some action that undermines the shame asham and supplies and grafts onto the karban a shame ola. It could either be through nitak or through a kavana l'shem ola. Mivuar, what do we see from this sugya? De lakiras asham lasoso ola be'inan dafka shishchetenu l'shem ola. Again, in the absence of nitak, where Beis Din makes it into an ola, so forget about that for now. If that's absent, then you have to make it into an ola. How? By as a result of a shechita l'shem ola.
So what do you need nitak for?
Because you didn't have a shechita l'shem ola, you had a shechita stam, and if you had a shechita stam, that doesn't make it into an ola. To make it into an ola, then you need nitak. Beis Din has to jump in. You know, again, this is a gigantic sugya which we never touched on. How? What power does and authority does Beis Din have in kodshim? It's an amazing sugya, because you know we always think of the power of Bezdin in Dine Mominus, you know, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which could have an impact also on Kiddushin as well, or Gid maybe. But in Kachim, there's a tremendous power of the Bezdin to be Oker a Karbon, in this case to be Oker and Asham, so that now it becomes an Ola. But in the absence, again, let's not get sidetracked. So we're totally focused on what we have to know, because that's how you have to do it in Kachim. If you get too if you get too spread out, you don't get to first base. So what we have to know now is that in the case of a Mosar Asham, it only becomes an Ola through a process called what? Akira. And in this case, the Akira means a Shechita L'Shem Ola. Now, let's leave that on the side and talk about Pesach. A Korban Pesach, B'Shar Yemos HaShana, becomes an Ola, I'm sorry, becomes a Shlomin, such that now, if you Shechted Shalom L'Shma, it's Kosher. Meaning, Shalom L'Shma in Pesach, Pasels the Pesach. But it's Shar Yemos HaShanah. Then, if you shechted for the sake of another karbon, let's say for the sake of an ola, it remains kosher as what? As a karbon shlomo. Here, there's an interesting halacha. Do you remember we quoted a Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Beis? And the Gemara says, "Kol the shachet le shlomim havi." That with regard to Pesach l'Shar Yemos HaShanah, any machshava that you have for the purpose of whatever carbon it is, it becomes what? Kosher b'torah shlomim. The lechol zevach sheyishmenu, if he has l'shem any zevach, it becomes a shlomim. So for example, let's say he has a machshava l'shem ola, it's shlomim. And it's kosher b'torah shlomim. What happened over here? Where was the akira? We said in the case of Asham, in most Asham, you have to do an Akira to make it into a Karban Ola, which means he has to have specifically a Machshava L'Shem Ola. In the case of Pesach, he doesn't have to have a Machshava L'Shem Shlomim B'Shayim Mos HaShanah. Kol D'Shachet Le Shlomim Avi. Hainu, the Afal Gav D'Shachto L'Shem Ola, which again, you would have said that in Asham it becomes an Ola, but here, in the case of Pesach, Pesachim Osa, Einan Asa Ola, El Shlomim. It's always Shlomim. That's what the Gemara says. Kol the Shachet, even if you shechts the same Ola, Shlomim Havi. Why is it a Shlomim? This was the Brisker Rav's kash. And Amir Tzashem, with the answer of the Brisker Rav, we're going to come back to our original kasha about L'Shem Pesach, Pesachim Osa Shana. So the Brisker Rav says the following. There's a fundamental difference between Mosar Asham and Pesach B'Shar Yemos HaShanah. In Mosar Asham, which can become Ola, you have to be Oker the Shem Asham before it become an Ola. And in order to undergo this process of Akira, in which you're undermining the Shem Asham and now supplying it with a substitute Shem Ola, you need Akira. And that Akira, in most cases, is going to be when he shechts it l'shem Ola. Now, the Karban makes a transition through that Akira from being an Asham to becoming an Ola. So you're following this, Rav Mosar. When you're changing the name of the Karban, you have to do that with a process called Akira. And in this case, that process is clinched by Shechita l'shem Ola. However, says the Brisker Rav, Pesach, kvar me'ikara, these words you should underline, kvar me'ikara, from the very get-go, mitchilas hekdesha, when he was magdish the karban as a Pesach, yeshbo kedusha shlomim, it already has a kedusha shlomim. Did we discuss this once before? I think we did. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having deja vu. Anyway, so in the tchilas hekdesha, claims the Brisker Rav, it already has a Kedusha Shlomim. Okay? So basically, you know, this is a schizophrenic Kodshim. It's got both the status of Pesach and the status of Shlomim. Rak de be'inon lakar Torah sakrovas Pesach Shalom. you don't have to establish a Shem Shlomim because it already has a Shem Shlomim. The problem is, what's the barrier that prevents it from being Shlomim? For example, Shalom Lishmo will passel it. That's because it's a Pesach. If you can get rid of the Shem Pesach, then automatically what emerges from the shadows is the status of the Korban is Shlomim. The im choshev shelo l'shem Pesach, as long as he has a machshava that this is not for the purpose of a korban Pesach, it doesn't matter what machshava he has, that's called a machshava shelo l'shma. And a machshava shelo l'shma means that b'toras Pesach, it's possible, because that's called the unique shelo l'shma power of a korban Pesach. Is therefore, once I remove, I cancel and negate the Shem Pesach, what emerges from the shadows? The Shem Shlomim. The Mela, Kayemes Bo Kiddush HaShlomim. Notice, it's not the case in Osham, where it has the status of an Osham to the exclusion of Ola. Now I want to make it, in the case of Mosar Osham, into an Ola. I need a positive Kavona, Machshava L'Shem Ola. And that Machshava L'Shem Ola creates a transition in which the Osham becomes an Ola. But in the case of Korban Pesach, where there's already an inherent Kiddusha from Tchilas Ekdesho as Shlomim, all I have to do is get rid of the Shem what? The Shem Pesach. Once I negate the Shem Pesach, the Mela it's called a Korban Shlomim. How do I get rid of the Shem Pesach? That's called Machshavah Shelo L'shma. What is Shelo L'shma? Could be L'shem Ola, Shlomim, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. But that Machshavah Shelo L'shma completely negates the Shem Pesach, and Memela, it has a Kedusha Shlomim. Lachain, and therefore, Hu Adin Kishechoshev L'Shem Ola, O L'Shem Korban Acher, Havi Shlomim. Why? The Kevin the Yeshbo made Kara from the beginning Kedusha Shlomim, then Sagi Bozeh. What we need is a Machshavah Shelo L'shma, which passels the Korban as a Pesach. And therefore, once you are Oker the Shem Pesach, automatically it becomes Shlomim. You don't need, like you do in the case of Osham, to make it into an Ola through a Machshavas Ola. Here you don't need in Pesach B'Shayim Os Hashana a Machshava that should be Shlomim because it already is Shlomim.
So if you don't have any Machshava, then it still becomes a Shlomim through the same.
No, if you have no Machshava at all, that's not called a Machshava Shelo L'shma, because then we apply the principle of Stama L'shma, which means that we kind of assume that he has a Machshava L'shem Pesach. If he has a Machshava L'shem Pesach, B'shayim Os Hashanah, that passes the Korban. The only way we can be Machshava the Korban is if he has a Shelo L'shma. That's the paradox of Pesach Shelo, B'shayim Os Hashanah. It's counterintuitive. What in normal cases would be a negative and a posel, that means Machshavah Shelo L'shma, now is a Machshir. A Machshir, the Korban, by negating its Shem Pesach. And I can only negate the Shem Pesach if I have a positive Machshavah for the sake of a different Korban. That's called Shelo L'shma. So the Lo L'shma allows me to nip it in the bud, you know, the Shem Pesach in the bud. Once I destroy the Shem Pesach through Shelo L'shma, now it becomes a Shlomim. What kind of Shelo L'shma would negate and undermine the Shem Pesach? Any Shelo L'shma, as long as it's not L'shem Pesach. Now we're up to the paragraph here, if you're following inside, on the left column that says V'od. Again, I don't know if it's on the left column in your edition, but you have such a paragraph called V'od? Or Od? Od Muchach Kein? Okay. Now he quotes a sugya in Psachim. And as I always say about Kodshim, you gotta know anything to you gotta know everything to know anything. I mean, it's mamish one big puzzle, you know, and you stitch together all the sugyas. So the sugya in Psachim has the following suffix. The Gemara raises the following, vacillates on the following issue. We have halacha of shelo l'shma in Pesach b'chol yemos hashanah that gives it or allows the shem shlomim to emerge and it's kosher. What about a machshavah shinui bailin? There's another machshavah posel, it's called shinui bailin. So instead of having in mind Reuven, he has in mind Shimon. Reuven's the Baal HaKorban, he has in mind Shimon. Would that also qualify as a Shelo L'shma that would undermine the Shem Pesach and therefore become Shlomim, and therefore the Korban is kosher b'Torah Shlomim. And the Gemara goes back and forth on this issue. So the Nefesh Tova says the following: Vavadai demachsheves shinui bailum lo shaycho lakiras shem hakarma. In other words, we've been saying that in order to nip the Shem Pesach in the bud and nullify the Shem Pesach so that the Shlomim would emerge, we need a machsheves shelo lishma. But in the case of Shinui Bailim, he's not saying anything about the Shem Pesach. You know, Shelo Lishma means he's saying, I'm not shechting it as a Pesach, but rather as an Ola, as a Shlomim, or something else. But here, I'm shechting it as a Pesach, but not on behalf of Reuven, but rather on behalf of Shimon.
But the Shelo Lim Nuyav.
Wait a second. Before you get to Lolo Nuyav, let's just see what's going on over here. I mean, he says, Masheves Shinui Bailim Lo shaycho lakiras shema karma. Ela de be'inan machshava poselas also midin pesach. When do we say it becomes a shlomim? When you have a machshava that undermines the shame pesach. And then we say, memela chalav din shlomim de ispe. Just one second. I'm not sure if I'm hopping here. So if I understand correctly, I think what he's trying to present is the following. With regard to Mosar Oshem, if we use that model, then we need an Akiras Shem Oshem in order to make it into what? An Ola. So he needs a Kavanah L'Shem Ola. Now, in the case of Pesach, if we would assume, obviously he's trying to disprove this thesis, that likewise, in order to make the Pesach into Shlomim, I need an Akira, who says that Shelo L'Shem Bailim, in other words, the Shini Bailim, that's called an Akira. If you're changing the nature of the Korban, for example, you want it to be an Ola, you want it to be a Shlomim, not a Korban Pesach, Nicha, then I can understand that that achieves an Akira. But if you have the wrong Bailam in mind, but it's still a Pesach, why is that called an Akira? He's not changing the nature of the Korban. It's a Machshava Poselas, for sure. But it doesn't have the power, the potential to achieve an Akira Shem Pesach. Why then does the Gemara in Pesachim entertain the possibility that it becomes a Korban Shlomim? What do you mean a Korban Shlomim? You aren't Oker the Shem Pesach. So he says at the bottom of the paragraph here, Mevuar de'ika da'kiras ha'pesach, to be oker the Shem Pesach, haynu ha'yidei shechoshiv bo machsheves psul. That as long as he has a machshava poseles, that's enough to get rid of the Shem Pesach, u'memele chalvo din shlomim. Why is that so? In the case of Asham, you need to have in mind that it's not an Asham, but rather it's an Ola. That achieves your Akira, because you're changing the shame. Or in the case of Pesach, if you have in mind a different Karbon, like Shlomim or Ola, that I understand. That's called an Akira. It's not a Pesach, it's something else. But why Shini Bailim? Why should Shini Bailim be an Akira's Shame Pesach, unless we assume that in the case of Pesach B'Shar Yimos Hashana, I don't need a classical Akiras Shem Pesach, because it already has what? A status of Shlomim. There was Mitchilas Hekdesh Ol Hashem Shlomim. So Memela, all I need here in this case, I lower my requirements from an Akiras Shem, in the classical sense, meaning a Shelo Lishma in the Karbon, to a Machshava Poseles. Any Machshava Poseles is enough, is sufficient to negate the status of this animal as a Pesach, and the Mela becomes Shlomim. I don't have to be ochre it from Pesach and make it into a Shlomim. And Gemara Yushalmi says the same thing about Machsheves Pigul. Imagine Pesach B'Shar Yimos Hashana, and he has Machshava to eat the Karban Chutzle Zmano. That's called a Machsheves Pigul. And the Yerushalmi wants to suggest that in such a case, perhaps it becomes a shlomim. Interesting. He has a machsheves pigul, and that machsheves pigul is what achieves a hechsher hakarbon, paradoxically, because if it negates the Shein Pesach, it becomes Shlomim. So once again, you see that to be okay the Shein Pesach, you don't need the standards that we would normally require of Shalol Lishma. Here it's just the Shechutz and Zmano and the Achilas Abos, so that's called Pigel. That doesn't change the nature of the carbon. He's not saying it's not a carbon Pesach. Doesn't matter. Once he generates a psul in the carbon, it loses its status of carbon Pesach. And once it loses its status, sheds its garments of Pesach, it mainly becomes what?
So you're going to eat the shlamim? You made it pigel?
Shem's pigel only accomplishes one thing. It makes it into shlamim.
It doesn't make it pigel.
Well, whatever dinim applied to shlamim. In other words, if it depends what machshav he had, if it's tomorrow, because shlamim is eaten for 2 days. So let's say, for example, he says lamacha, right? So in Karban Pesach, that's possible.
Right.
That's a machshav's pigel, because the Pesach can only be eaten the night after the shechita. But if it's a shlamim, then it can be eaten for another extra day, it would not be pigel.
Yeah, but
again, that's the stuff of the Yishalmi, but I'm just saying. At the end of the day, the Yishalmi rejects this, but.
Yeah, what I'm saying. When he says Chutz Lizmano, does he have specifically have to have in mind what is Chutz Lizmano?
So that might be Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about Lamachar. That's the Mishnah in the third paragraph. But anyway, what I wanted to get to is the following. The Brisker Rav says Vahosiv, if you see that paragraph, Eina Bira Shekarbat Shehukdash L'Shem Pesach Chal Bo Shtei Kedushos Kedushas Pesach Kedushas Shlomim El Kedushas Achasi De Torah Sakrovah Shel Pesach Hi Shebechol Hashana Karev Kedin Shlomim and Bizmano it's Karev Kedin Karbon Pesach. Okay, now we get back to our original question, and let's see if we can handle this. We're talking about Yossi Ben Choni, and Yossi Ben Choni says that if he has in Shars Vachim a Machshava L'Shem Pesach, that's a Machshava Poseles. But that only applies L'Shem Pesach during the Zman of Pesach. So we ask, why shouldn't it apply even B'Shar Yimos Hashana? Is levua milo mifsli af b'shar yimos hashana achirim shem no it's any zevach that he shechs l'shem pesach to b'shar yimos hashana leka toras hakrova de karban pesach klal kevan de kedushas pesach bizmano kedusha shlomim sheish bo b'chol yimos hashana kedusha achasi lahachi im chashev bo b'shar yimos hashana l'shem pesach. Havi kemosha choshev lakrivo kitoras hakrova shlomim ubazelo paslo machsheve shalol lishmo.
That's what Rashi's very first statement is. Rashi says, back at the beginning, it says that Pesach is a shlomim. That's what he means to say.
So he says the following. Let's just formulate his idea, and then we'll see your Rashi out, okay? He says the following. That there's Pesach Bizmano and Pesach Shalom Bizmano. And they both have the identical Kedusha. It's one Kedusha. Just that if it's Bizmano, it has to be Nikrav B'Toras Pesach. And if it's Shalom Bizmano, the rest of the year, it's Nikrav B'Toras Shalom. Okay. So now, this man shechts a carbon, I don't care which carbon it is, L'Shem Pesach. And the Machshava L'Shem Pesach, according to Yossi Ben Choni, passels the carbon. That's only Bizmano. Why? Because then what he's doing is, he's saying about this carbon that its Toras HaKrova will be that of a Pesach. But in Shar Yimos HaShana, there's no such thing as Toras HaKrova B'Toras Korban Pesach. So if he has a Machshava L'Shem Pesach B'Shar Yimos HaShana, then basically what does he mean L'Shem Pesach B'Shar Yimos HaShana? It means that this carbon should be brought on the Mizbeach like a carbon shlomim. Correct? Because this carbon, which you call a Pesach B'Shar Yimos HaShana, even though it's a Pesach, but it has a din akrova b'toras shlomim. And the Mela, what he's saying when he says L'Shem Pesach B'Shar Yimos HaShana, he's saying L'Shem akrova b'toras shlomim. So L'Shem Pesach means, equals, in the rest of the year, L'shem akrova kishlam. Now, the Chiddush of Yossi ben Choni is that you could have a psul in any zemach if it was l'shem Pesach. But l'shem Pesach v'shal yimos ha'shon is not a Torah sakrova Pesach, but rather a Torah sakrova of shlamin. So basically his machshava, even though he calls it l'shem Pesach, but it's shayimos ha'shonah, it means he has a machshava l'shem Torahs, hakrovas Torahs, shlamin. That's not a l'shem Pesach, and that doesn't possible the Karm. V'yesh lodin nafkemina bazer, af l'shitas chachomim, chachom reject Yossi ben Choni, they hold a machshava l'shem Pesach and all the karbonos, does not possible the karbon. Begavna techoshev al shlomim l'shem Pesach b'shayimos hashon. So he has now a carbon shlomim, and he has a machshava on this carbon shlomim for Pesach l'shayimos hashon. That's what he declares. So v'meila, the Torah sakrova is going to be a Torah sakrova of shlomim, correct? But on the other hand, he's calling it a Pesach. So it's lo l'shem shlomim. So he says the following. E olu l'baylim l'shem chova, lo olu l'baylim l'shem chova. In other words, would he have to replace this carbon shlomim with another one, even according to the Chachamim, when he has a machshava of l'shem Pesach b'shayimos hashon. T'shem yeh shlomim, the came of the Pesach b'shayimos hashon in Torah's shlomim olav. Nimtza the Chachoshev al Shlomim l'shoktan l'shem Pesach b'shayimos hashona ein ze machshevet shini kodesh klal, and therefore yale l'baylim l'shem chova. Fine. Umiri Shlomar the af b'pesach after Pesach b'shayimos hashona did not krova shlomim lo mikol akom havi kishnei suge shlomim. Right, because again, what was the Brisker Rav saying about Korban Pesach? That the Kedusha of Shlomim is not a separate independent Kedusha, it's one Kedusha, just the two Torah Sakrov. That during the Zman of the Pesach, it has the Torah Sakrov of Pesach, and during the rest of the year, it has the Torah Sakrov of Shlomim. So perhaps we could say that because there are two different methods of being makir of this Korban, with different dinim and restrictions and so forth and so on, in a million different ways, therefore, it becomes, just one second, it becomes a Mechsheves Shinui Kodesh. Why is this called a Mechsheves Shinui Kodesh? Because again, the Machshava that he had L'Shem Pesach is a different karma. That's afal gav, even though the hakrov is going to be the Torah shlomim. So why is this called shalom l'shma? He's got a korban shlomim, and he's shechting l'shem pesach l'shayimos hashana. Why is that considered shalom l'shma? Mikol kam havi kebei sugim. Just think what he means. Kebei sugim. Ah, I see what he's saying. He's saying that even though according to his machshava of l'shem Pesach, the car will be brought b'toras hakrova shlomim. So that's not shalom l'shma, and it's a carbon shlomim, and he's saying I'm going to bring it as a shlomim. No. He's saying that I'm bringing this carbon as a Pesach. Now, Pesach, its dinim change depending on what part of the year it is. But it's always considered the same identical shem or kedusha of Pesach. And the Kedusha of Pesach sets up this Karban as a radically different Karban than Shlomim. Again, it won't express itself in a different Hakrova, because the Hakrova of a Pesach during Shayimos HaShon is identical with that of what? Of a Shlomim. But in terms of its abstract shame Karban, which generates the din of Torah Hakrova b'Torah Shlomim and Shayimos HaShon, it's a Karban Pesach. And he's having in mind with Shayim Pesach. So there's no difference in the akrova befall, the actual akrova, but there's a difference in the abstract shame. And where do you find such a thing? That's called a shinui kodesh in chatos. And this is a sugya later on. The sugya of chatos says that let's say he ate chalev and he has a machshava to bring this carbon chatos l'shem dam. for the Isur of Dam that he violated. So the Gemara says that that's called Trei Chatos Ninhu. It's two different Chatos, and it's not Ola L'Chovasa. Why? Because he has to bring a Karmel Chatos L'Shem Chelev. And instead he brought a Chatos L'Shem Dam. And therefore it's not Ola L'Shem Chova. Even though it's an identical karma, the karma hasn't changed. There's no iota of a difference between this chatos and that chatos. Who cares about the avir that generated the chatos? It's the same identical akrova. And yet, if he has the wrong machshava, it's considered a different karma, meaning the karma is coming to be mechafra on the chet. Well, which chet? So the chet itself, to some extent, determines the nature and the name of the karma. So there's something called a chatos chelev, and there's something called a chatos dam. In the Hakrava, there's no iota of a difference between the two, but in the abstract shame, it's different, and therefore the Gemara says it's not Olu Shem Chovaso for Chela. He says, Miu Yesh Lachalik, the Einze Mukach Misham, the Shiny Chatas, the Baal Chet, the Lefich of Shem Achet, Nikba, the Etzem Akarma. And therefore, it's not just a Karman Chatas in the general sense, it's a Chatas Chela. And he brought it as a Chatas Dam. That's called Shinui Kodesh. He's changing the very nature of the karma. Af b'shar kavonos, af b'beis minim shel oso karbon, lo chashiv Shinui Kodesh. We cannot derive a conclusion, a far-reaching conclusion from that sugya of chatas chelev, chatas dam, that even in all karbonos, if you have the same karma but it splits into two minim, it's two different kinds of karbonos, or two different names of the karbon, that becomes a Shinui Kodesh. It might be a special din in Chatos, because the Shinui here in Chatos is not just Shnei Minim, but in the Guf Shem HaKarbon. The Shem Chet is Kover, the Etzem HaKarbon.
Isn't that true?
And therefore, in the case of Shlomim and Pesach, B'Shayimos HaShona, that's not called Shinui Kodesh. Why? Because it's the same identical Akrov. And B'Shayimos HaShona, the Karban Pesach is going to be brought on the Mizbech as what? As Shlomim. So therefore, if he has a Shlomim and he's bringing it as a Pesach B'Shayimos HaShona as Shlomim with the Torah Sakrova Shlomim, that's not called Shinui Kodesh.
Maybe two questions.
Yeah. And you had a Rashi at the beginning of the Mizbech. Yeah,
before that, right on the point you're talking right now, but Hashem surely has the same thing then as Chatos then. Because there's Hashem Gzela, Hashem Gzela.
Right. So let's say he had to bring an Hashem Gzelos, and instead he brought an Hashem Shvuas Eidus.
Yeah. Now the other.
Then it would also be Eina Ol L'Shem Chova, because the Chet itself is part of the Guf HaKorban.
Right. The other thing is when you have in mind L'Shem Pesach, even if it's going to be, so even if it's going to be a Shlomim.
It's going to be Nikra, Bitor Shlomim.
But the Achila in Pesach is going to be Chutz L'Yir, and which is also in the Shlomim.
Again, there are a million differences between Pesach and Shlomim. You can talk about how many days you can eat, you can talk about whether he has to eat it sweet. I mean, you can go on and on and on. Right. But the point only is that now that it's Shayimos HaShonah, the Akrova is going to be identical with that of the Shlomim. And the Rashiva wants to come to the conclusion, therefore, that if on a Karban Shlomim he has in mind L'Shem Pesach for Shayimos HaShonah, since he's not changing the Karban in a very drastic way, and now the Karban, reflects its Kedusha as a Shlomim in terms of the Akrova, that's not called the Shinui Kodesh. But interesting to me is the Hava Mina that he had, that he wanted to suggest that it's like Shnei Minim. In other words, you can have a Karban Shlomim, but you have two different types of Shlomim. Like you have a Chatos, you have two different types of Chatos, and the Gemara establishes on Daf Tes that that's called the Shinui Kodesh. So maybe a Shinui Kodesh, even within the same Karban, even if it has the identical Akrova, reflects the fact that it's a different min of that Karban, even if it has the identical Akrova. And therefore you have two different minim of Shlomim. You have a regular classical Shlomim, and you have Pesach B'Shayimos HaShonah, which is also considered Nikra B'Tor Shlomim, but has a different name to it, and therefore it's a different category or classification of Shlomim, and that should be enough as Shinui Bailim, and therefore he would have to replace the Karban Shlomim with a second Karban Shlomim. At the end, he rejects that. Okay, what should we do next? I would like to think that once we touched on Shinui Bailin, perhaps with your Rishus, we can get into the Sugya of Shinui Bailin. So in case you want to use this Sefer, for those of you who are newly purchased, and this is your new purchase, so I'm going to tell you to look at Simon Yud Gimel if you're interested. And you'll tell me what page it's on, because my Simon Yud Gimel is on page Tesvah, but yours is probably Tezayin. I'm just guessing.
Tesvah.
Also on Tesvah? Yud Gimel? I'm so confused. Okay. I guess it has to do with how you know, where you put the paragraphs on the page. See, the title of Simon Yud Gimel is Begeder Machsheves Shinui Bailim, and then you have Yudalid Bedin Machsheves Shinui Bailim Bemitzas Karba, which I think we once touched on, but I still think we should get back to it again. So we have two Simonim on Shinui Bailim. Okay then? So maybe we'll get a chance to do that. I don't know what day of the week.
Buy the Nefesh Tova.
Oh, for the next round.
Yeah, so if you want to buy, I have.
Can I join your list?
Yeah.
Rashi does say that.
That Pesach Shana Shlom is the Rosh Hashiva saying that that's not a new Kedusha.
I don't need to Karen Or.
It's the old Kedusha, says the Brisker Rav. But just it was a Pesach until that point.
If you want, we can use
and now what you have to do is you have to get rid of the Sheikh Pesach and make it into a Shlom. And the Nail becomes a Shlom.
But for the Pesach Gimel, do we need Rashi in each one of us?
Maybe you could push it into Rashi.